Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And we have Mike on the lines. Mike, can you tell us more?
What I've detected also, I'm passing on to you, is that these big, large medical groups are just nothing more than money mills. I think maybe a small percentage of them are getting people through, but the majority of them are money mills. And I'm going to ask everybody to look at this. I have pretty good insurance, so whenever I go to a doctor, it's a specialist. It's they bill $150, so they get the insurance for $100, and I have to pay an additional almost $50. That's for a specialist. Well, if you think about what's going on here, okay, if you're a doctor and you're sitting down and you're in this little game of retirement, you get 100. I've never get any of them to spend more than 10 or 15 minutes with you, looking at the files and discussing this and chit-chatting about that. Okay, if you get 4 people an hour into your service in an 8-hour period, you're making almost $5,000 for chit-chatting. Mm-hmm. Well, $5,000 a day times 5 days is $25,000 a week. And you're talking $25,000 a week is $100,000 a month. Just chit-chat.
That's right.
So if you think about what they're doing here, this insurance is actually you're paying to have yourself killed. I don't think they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, and I think, personally, they're being weaponized to think that their files that they're keeping on themselves is more important than your file that they're keeping on you.
Absolutely.
So
and
what I'm gonna do
I
is
think
this.
That there is nothing wrong here. I think they're doing exactly what they are supposed to be doing. They're killing people. And what's happened is we don't need to worry about these FEMA camps because the hospitals are the FEMA camps.
That's exactly what I've come to. This is depopulation in steroids hidden, and you're paying for it.
That's right.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go out and get myself a white cloak, a stethoscope, some Google glasses, and I'm going to open up my own shop and just see how long I last.
If you are killing people, I think you'll probably last a very long time. They won't even figure out that you're not a doctor. But if people are not dying on schedule, then, you know, you will be investigated for sure.
Something else, too, that's interesting. I'm just kind of pretending with you, but I see it as legalized suicide. They're helping you kill yourself is what it boils down to.
I don't think these people actually have a desire to die. I don't think your relative wanted to die. I don't think she got her gallbladder surgery because she wanted to die.
True. No,
so I think what's really going on is they are getting you to be a complicit co-conspirator in your killing.
Yes. Yeah, I just thought I'd pass those issues on to you, and you are correct. You're hitting the nail right on the head, and it's so sad to see all this happening, but we're also being killed by water that's being given to us. It's all contaminated also, too, and people aren't catching on to that quite yet. It's on its way, but our food's killing us, too, so you kind of wonder where this is all going to go. It's going to go to depopulation, and that's what they want to happen, is depopulation.
Yeah, but I think if each person does everything they can to save themselves, then this will turn around very easily.
Would you say that a good way to turn it around is not only to take care of yourself as much as possible, but to eat better?
Well, eating better is part of taking care of yourself, but what's eating better? A lot of people are eating organic, and it's obviously not helping. So eating better means taking responsibility for your food supply.
There you go. That's it right there. We're hearing more and more food's coming out of other countries is not good. It's just not. It's too contaminated. So, you know, the only issue you got there left is to take care of yourself by growing your own food or working with people in your arena or your district or your area that also you know how they grow their foods too.
Well, it's even worse than that. For example, I'm in another country. I'm not in the United States. Literally what happens is these food companies go to the farmer and say, you must put these poisons on these foods or we will not buy them for export.
Yep. And by the way, I want to pass on something else to you. Since I know where you're at, I've got friends who've moved to Costa Rica, but I could never figure out why anybody would want to go to Costa Rica. It is It's got one of the largest, most active volcanoes in the world. So it's also the headquarters for the CIA for South America, too. So there you have it.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you for calling.
Adios.
Bye-bye. Okay. We have Jason in Boston. Jason?
Oh, my dear. How are you doing this evening?
Good. Pretty good.
Good, good. Well, as much as good as you could be doing in this current environment, correct?
Yes.
All right. So I have a couple new friends listening, Carolyn and Barb and I think Bear Bear and maybe Mike and Bill and various other people who are all Trump supporters that I bring to RBN listening to your program.
Uh-huh.
And I'm angry. I'm extremely angry. And the reason that I'm angry is that I don't understand at this point, and cut me off anytime you want, but I don't understand at this point how people can't get the fact that we're being poisoned to death, whether it's chemtrails, whether it's GMO foods, whether it's vaccines, whether it's even informational poisoning. So before I make my point, do you agree with any of the statements that I just made, any or all?
Well, yes, all of those things are definitely deliberate, but I think people don't want to believe that they're deliberate. They somehow tell themselves it's all an accident.
Well, it's not an accident. What it's called at this point is willful ignorance. It's
correct.
Disgusting.
It is willful ignorance. It is.
Correct. It's disgusting, and it needs to come to an end. So I usually call into I love RBN. I actually came in to this radio station. I followed Dr. Bill Deagle here. And then I've come to find Mr. Kelso and your show and Mike Rivero and all of these wonderful programs. And I listen. I'm a dedicated full-time listener. You know what? I'm just going to make a statement at this point and hang up. Unless you actually screw it. To you people out there who think you're going to vote for Hillary Clinton and this New World Order agenda and GMO and all this garbage, you are willingly doing evil, and we're not putting up with this crap anymore. We're done. We are done. We know what your agenda is. We're pissed off. We know exactly what you are doing.
So I think that that political action of any kind, whether it's voting, is not going to solve the problem, because this is something that has continued regardless of who was in the White House or what party is in control. I think looking to politicians as the answer here is absolutely really not going to do much of anything. What is going to be needed, unfortunately, is for each individual person to do what they personally think is right. And I can tell you, I'm 59 years old, and I've never gotten anything I ever wanted by voting. No, never. And so I don't think that, I think if voting were effective, it probably would have worked by now. So that's the story on that one. Now, the other thing I'd just like to get back to is another caller mentioned about breast cancer. And the issue is something that's rocking the medical community, but they're not telling the public yet. And here's the headline: sometimes more is worse. Breast surgeon challenges the status quo. This is the lady who actually has a license still. And what she's saying is, the lesson of biology is that one size does not fit all. Breast cancer is not one disease, and actually some of what we call cancer is not even cancer. That is a pretty awesome statement coming from someone who's directed a cancer center for 20 years. And this is absolutely unacceptable. So what about all those people who had unnecessary mastectomies over the 20-year period? What should be done? Should they get a cash refund? Should the doctors performing the surgery be somehow penalized? Should this activity be upgraded to felonious assault? You know, what is going on in terms of, or what should go on in terms of atonement, compensation, or retribution for the disfigurement, you know, pretty much of a whole generation? It's simply outrageous. And one problem with patients who are given these fake diagnoses of cancer that they don't have is they are so pre-programmed when they come to the doctor's office that when even if a doctor decides to tell them the truth, which is, hey, I don't think you need any treatment here. I think you're going to be just fine. You're like, well, doc, do everything you can. Just make sure. And so people are actually not even prepared to receive the truth. They're not even prepared to hear what an honest doctor might tell them. And this is another problem. And so what can you do? The only point of change that's going to make a difference is for people to realize what's going on and take action on their own. Because a lot of what's going on, this deception, there's two sides of it. You know, you have the doctor, we have the screening program presenting this lady with, let's say, an abnormal mammogram, which is a reflection of a normal condition. So the lady has got to make up her mind that she is okay with hearing the truth. When someone tells her there's nothing wrong, then she's going to maybe believe it, that there's nothing wrong. And this lady who was the director of this cancer center, her name is, I'll give you her name, Laura Esserman. She's saying that what we have is a screening-created cancer. This is a disease that we created because of screening. What? You have a screening program, and you don't want to tell someone that they're healthy, so you create a cancer just so you can give them some interesting news? And she says DCIS is in many ways a disease, that ductal carcinoma in situ, breast cancer, is a disease that we created because of screening. How about that? So you have a screening program. You've got to show it's effective. So what do? You create a disease. Oh, we're screening for cancer. Let's fix it so a certain percent of those screened will be told that they have cancer. And then everyone's going to be excited and happy about screening, and they'll keep getting it done. And this is what, this breast surgeon is saying. We have, you can, I'll put the link in the chat room. She's got a pretty big smile on her face, and, it doesn't feel bad about the last 20 years that she spent, directing these activities. But it's just amazing. I think the only remedy is for people to be aware of this and see themselves not as conscientious people responsibly catching disease early, but for them to see themselves as suckers, to see themselves as people who are being mutilated, victimized, and tortured, and to see themselves as adults who are responsible for making a choice. You know, as sad as it is that a person is killed as a result of gallbladder surgery, and it happens often enough, the sad fact is the person consented to the surgery. And so until people say, hey, It's my fault for consenting. I'm not going to do it again. And this is not going to change. Personally, you know, I went to medical school. I trained in the standard of care. And I foolishly believed that people were harmed by doctors who deviated from the standard of care until I had three unnecessary surgeries, all according to the standard of care. And what did I say? Did I say, well, you know, I only want surgery if it's necessary? No, I had to make the decision that I will not ever again in my life have surgery, period, done, end of discussion. If a doctor tells me that I'm going to die without the surgery, I'll tell him, you know what, may God strike me dead, but you sure won't. So you've got to at some point take responsibility for your own personal decisions rather than having a desire to please other people or agree with them. So this is not a problem whose solution can be found in legislation. This is a problem whose only solution can be found in each individual person making up their mind. I'll give you another example. So, you know, I live in the country of Panama, and it's, you know, people are not especially educated. They're just kind of straightforward. So a front page story came out. Drug-resistant bacteria in the hospitals. Patients dying from drug-resistant bacteria as a result of hospitalization. Do you know what happened? Patients got up out of their hospital bed and walked out of the hospital. They did. They got up and walked out of the hospital and waited for their family to pick them up at the curbside. They didn't even stay in the hospital. They got up and walked out of the hospital. Now, we have the same problem in the United States. Drug-resistant bacteria killing people in hospitals at a much higher rate, I might say, than in Panama, by the way. Do you see people getting up out of the hospital beds and walking out? No. And it's just because of their conditioning, because of their state of hypnosis. And so what's going to happen as more and more people post their experiences on the internet, in chat rooms, in Facebook, social media, it's going to be a pattern interrupt. It's going to help people break their trance and help them wake up. And this is what the medical industrial complex is actually afraid of. Okay, so let's take a look at some more questions. A lot going on in the chat room here. Okay. Oops. I did mammograms for years as a technician, and I could smell the fear when women were told to come back in for a repeat test. Most fainted in the biopsy room. We got used to it and had a pad we threw down the floor. They always went down on the right side of the space. Amazing. The same person says, I quit as I talked to the heads and they lost blood to their faces, and I knew what I said. They wanted to keep their lifestyle intact. Most of them had passed, and I'm still here. In other words, they died. Use a better way. So, yes, and this is what's going on with a lot of the medical industrial complex. People know exactly what they're doing. And so, for example, we have this woman physician who headed up this cancer center for 20 years and stood by as these women's breasts were being chopped up or removed unnecessarily. Most doctors or employees in the medical industrial complex, whether it's doctors or nurses or technicians, are trying to protect their lifestyle.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, so the chat room is definitely excited. So, Dr. Daniels, if most people are brainwashed, can you really say that their participation in the health care system or the medical industrial complex is willful? Absolutely. In fact, only if you describe the behavior as willful can you even make a case that they have the power to change it. So if you say to people that their behavior is willful and you tell them that their part in their own mutilation was due to their decision, then that really empowers them to change it by saying, oh, you're brainwashed, so your consent wasn't really consent, and oh, isn't this too bad? It just sets them up to have it happen again. So absolutely, the participation is willful, and people need to understand that it is willful, it is their decision, and they need to accept responsibility for it. Now, in Panama, there is no malpractice. What does that mean? That means if a doctor does something and the patient dies as a result of what the doctor does, the doctor goes to jail. All of this stuff, all of this harm is treated as a criminal act. That's it. It's treated for the crime that it is. What has happened in the United States is these crimes, these killings, these mutilations, these assaults are redefined as civil matters, not as criminal matters. And that's huge. Okay. Okay. Let's be, I like to try and try. Okay, Dr. Daniels, I went shopping and tried to find a maternity outfit for my daughter today at Sears. There was no maternity section in all the stores. I was shocked. What's going on? You know, what's going on is that right under people's nose, simply the act of being pregnant or having a baby is simply something that's culturally not really being allowed for. Now, another thing that's happened is a lot of women with birth control, whatever, are simply not having babies. There just aren't as many women as a percent of the population having babies. That's another one. And the other thing, too, is when I had a baby, I went to the store to buy maternity clothes. Oh, my God, they were so expensive. I just went to the fat ladies department and just bought some clothes for fat ladies. And that's what I think you should do. Just get, you know, 6 or 10 sizes up. Okay, let's see. We've got some more questions. Dr. Daniels, I think that more people are waking up about cancer and its treatments. That's why they have to scare people with other things like Zika. And they're saying you can get Zika from mosquitoes, from sex, from blood transfusions, everywhere you can get it. Comes out of nowhere. Crazy. What do you think? I think you're right. And I think it's important to keep people whipped up, upset, and anxious about diseases, especially diseases that don't exist. Because if a disease does not exist, you can always, at any point, declare it cured. And so there's a 100% chance of success in terms of curing it because, of course, it never existed in the first place. I just wondered. Okay. Dr. Daniels, what are your thoughts about hair testing for toxins? I personally think that it's not really very fruitful. And this is just a natural extension of the syndrome of overdiagnosis. And so in modern medicine, tremendous emphasis is spent on getting the proper diagnosis, diagnosis this, diagnosis that, when really the diagnosis is often unrelated to treatments. And especially in the area of toxins, detoxifying someone is pretty straightforward, irrespective of what the actual toxin might be. Dr. Daniels, a young man who grew up with my sons died early this summer from bee stings. What could have been done? Well, again, had the person been more knowledgeable, they could have basically detoxed themselves and desensitized themselves to the allergy. Okay, we will be back after this commercial.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
This is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. The call-in number tonight is 512-716-1603. That's 512-716-1603, and we're taking questions. Okay, Dr. Daniels, if you had a child outside the country and came back into the country via airplane, how does customs or immigration deal with that, and how can you keep your child safe from immigration doctors from giving your child shots? Okay, so what you need to do, I think, this is just my opinion, is it not medical advice, do what you want, is find out which shots your child is supposed to have at that particular age, either in the country of origin, the country where, you know, he was born, and in the country that you're going to, which would be the United States. And all you simply have to do is purchase an immunization record, period. You are not your piece of paper. So, you know, the child can get a piece of paper, and that's what you're looking for, is a piece of paper. So don't be confused. You know, it's not about your child getting stabbed. It's about the piece of paper, because they're asking for a piece of paper. So what you do is you arrange to get a piece of paper. And I have friends who've done just that. They have an immunization record for their children, indicating he's had all of his shots, and that's really all they're asking. So, you know, get that piece of paper, however you choose to get it, and present that to immigration. Also, all you need to do is go to U.S. Embassy to get a passport. Dr. Daniels, are you aware of stories about people who have signed up for Obamacare and are experiencing devastating costs? You know, it depends on what you call devastating costs. Of course, there are people who are experiencing devastating costs but don't believe that the costs are devastating. For example, when you have a couple with children and their health insurance premium is higher than their house payment, that's, I think, a devastating health insurance cost. So people I've talked to don't feel that the costs are devastating. So I've not talked to people who believe that they are experiencing devastating costs. Okay, we have Fred in Michigan. Hi, Fred.
Hey there, Dr. Lady J. Excellent broadcast. And I was reflecting on your presentation regarding Arthur Kaplan. And
yes.
There's a colleague of his by the name of Ezekiel Emanuel.
Mm-hmm.
And Ezekiel Emanuel was interviewed by an investigative journalist, KDKA, in Pittsburgh, the oldest radio station in North America, last year, or maybe it was 2 years ago. I happened to hear it Sunday night, I think. And the guy, the journalist for KDKA, repeated Ezekiel Emanuel's statement, declaration regarding the fact that at age 75, according to all of his and his colleagues' medical ethics data, statistical data, that once someone reaches the age of 75, they become a useless eater, and they should not expect to live beyond 75, nor should they expect any kind of, quote, life-saving medical intervention. Mm-hmm. And there was a guy I was hearing Coast to Coast AM about 8 weeks ago on a Sunday night. Fellow Mark in Las Vegas called in responding to a fellow who was being interviewed because of he's a some sort of a creation science professor somewhere, authored a book about evolution delusion.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark, and I'm connecting this with Ezekiel Emanuel and Arthur Kaplan and people of that particular, shall we say, ethno-philosophical persuasion. Mark in Las Vegas identified himself as one of the exclusive divinely authorized chosen people, and then he said Talmudic Jews, because they, and he specified the Talmud, the Jewish Book of Wisdom, as the exclusive source for all valid, authentically accurate knowledge and wisdom.
What's your question?
So, I'm looking at, for instance, the people who like at the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion, mm-hmm. and they're always these Jewish people who are espousing that Zika is a real scenario, or cancer.
What's your question,
scenario.
Though?
Huh?
Your question?
Yeah. So, Here we go. A fellow by the name of Singer. Have you ever heard of a fellow by the name of Sidney Ross Singer?
No.
Okay. This is a good thing, okay? He was interviewed probably a decade ago or more with his wife. They came on to talk about a book they had authored called Dress to Kill, because his wife, it happened to, she had developed these multiple breast lumps, and she decided, because every time she wore her bra, the pain drastically escalated, so she decided to go braless. And after whatever it was, 30, 60, 90 days, all the lumps disappeared, abracadabra. Mm-hmm. And so when I heard that, I thought to myself, well, yeah, that's consistent, isn't it, with lymphatic function. If inordinate pressure is applied to a particular tissue and the lymphatic function is restricted, then metabolic waste products build up in the tissue, and then things like cancer can actually evolve or occur from that.
Yeah, and I think that's really an important thing. It's what's being identified as cancer just is not life-threatening. So we don't say it's not cancer because we're not in charge of nomenclature, and they tack the label cancer on really a lot of conditions that are very harmless and no more serious than a pimple or even acne. And so that is a big deal. But again, I think it's really up to citizens, up to private individuals, humans, to decide whether or not they're going to go along with this. And so we can't sit around and pretend that these people who are 18, 28, 38, 40, 50, 70, 80, we cannot pretend that these are children. People need to understand that they are adults. This is their responsibility. This is their decision. And if they choose not to make this decision, it is being made for them. And this is what is being decided, that they're going to be genderless. Okay, I got Bill in Austin. Hi, Bill.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
One second, please. Okay. My question is about the cartilage and the disc and the spine. If the cartilage has decreased over time, well, from wear, what is a natural remedy or something that can be done to possibly increase the cartilage between the spine disc?
Okay, so the question is, what can be done to increase cartilage? So the spine, just by the way, is a certain type of, it's a fibrous joint. It has not as much bend as, say, your knee, but it's a similar substance as cartilage. So gelatin is the simplest one, and it's between one and four tablespoons of gelatin a day. You want to make sure to disperse it in a pretty generous amount of water so that you don't get intestinal blockage or obstruction. So you want to drink gelatin daily. The next thing is you should take boron, and you can buy boron as a supplement, which is 3 milligrams or 6 milligrams. Either one will do. Take that right along with the gelatin, and it'll...
Can you spell it, please?
Boron, B-O-R-O-N.
Oh. Okay, okay. I thought you said boron. Okay. Yeah, boron.
Boron. And then it'll rebuild your cartilage for you.
Okay. Is there any type of exercising or stretching that needs to be done to help facilitate that? Or
not really. Well, you know, the question, of course, is why do you have the problem? And the answer might be that maybe you have a sedentary type job or something, or your spine is not moving very much. I mean, you can do some light exercise, maybe some mild, easy yoga, nothing stressful. But usually, if what you're trying to do is rebuild the cartilage and get rid of pain, let's say, generally the cartilage, I mean the gelatin and the boron does the trick. Once you are free of pain, then of course you're just going to move more, so that's not really, you know, consideration. Yeah.
Because at the time it's like a pain down, you know, the side of my leg, the type thing, and the chiropractor said it was... you know, close to getting bone to bone between the joints.
Right, so just go ahead and rebuild the cartilage, and that should work out pretty well.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right, so we have another question in the chat room, and someone said, a guy had a motorcycle accident, and they pulled him out of the intensive care because the paperwork said he'd been in there long enough. Exactly. What goes on in hospitals is that people are literally moved from one point of the hospital to another based on the profitability. And quite frankly, this guy's life was probably saved by him being removed from the intensive care unit. Two most deadliest rooms in the hospital are the intensive care unit and the emergency room. In other words, you can come in there fine and end up dead. So although, you know, you might want to say, oh, it's unethical that they yanked him out of the intensive care unit because they looked at the paperwork and realized that profits were not being maximized, the fact that he was taken out of the intensive care unit may have actually saved his life. Okay. Dr. Daniels, this is an interesting question. If a person has multiple diagnoses and wants to come off their medications, would you advocate it be done over a short period of time or slowly work on one at a time? This is a difficult question. It really can't be answered without knowing about the medications a person is on. However, if a person has multiple diagnoses and multiple medications, it is likely that many other diagnoses are actually the side effects of the medications that they're taking. And I've seen people successfully get off their medications by just going cold turkey, getting rid of all of their medications at once, and tapering them. So that would be a pretty individualized decision. Dr. Daniels, there are penalties for endangering your child by not giving him dangerous vaccines and shots. I think that's crazy. What do you think? I think that that's perfectly sensible, because the goal of the system is to harm your child. And so these penalties are to intimidate you into being an agent and participating in the harm of your own child. And so many people, you know, don't realize this. Hey, wait a minute. My child is being harmed, and my child is suffering terribly. What are my real responsibilities as a parent, and what kind of human being am I if I can't even provide this modest protection to my child? So these penalties are in place to intimidate parents into aiding and abetting in the harm of their own children. And so time will tell in terms of how much, how effective this is. Okay. All right, so we're getting these questions. Dr. Daniels, my brother is having a colonoscopy tomorrow. It was not yet due, but he asked to have it early. What do you think is going on here? Again, I think that he has been indoctrinated to believe that consuming medical care early and often is the responsible thing to do. And as long as people see that as a responsible thing to do, then we're going to continue to see the medical industrial complex kill 880,000 Americans every year. It's only if people in their own mind rephrase this experience to say, whoa, this is sodomy. I don't need to be sodomized. This is not my idea of a good time. So if people just look at these things for what it is, I mean, if some stranger came up to you and said, you know, pull down your pants and let me shove this garden hose up your intestines, you would probably say, get out of here. Leave me alone. You touch me with that, I'm going to call the police. And if someone in a white coat does exactly the same thing, they're like, oh, great. Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, do that again. I think I'll show up earlier for that. So as long as people don't see these two things as equivalent, then there won't be any change. The only change can be brought about by each person individually recognizing what's going on and making up their mind what they are going to do in terms of not being a part of this or not becoming a statistic. Dr. Daniels, do you think people posting their medical experiences in social media would cause the system to unravel, or would it just give the medical industrial complex an opening to create some big propaganda play? I don't think so. I think that if these social media posts were truly irrelevant, then they wouldn't have to haul out Dr. Kaplan to make such an embarrassingly simplistic and specious argument to get doctors to intimidate patients into not posting on social media. It is certainly not the place of doctors to intimidate their patients into anything. Whereas Dr. Kaplan, is telling doctors, hey, threaten your patients. Tell them they might not get a job. Tell them they might not get into college if they post this stuff on social media. You know, intimidate them. Twist their arms. Tell them not to do it. So I think when they have to haul out Dr. Kaplan, that's pretty much the big guns here. And one can deduce that this social media posting is actually having an effect. And so definitely people should keep doing it. Okay. Well, I want to take this moment here to remind people to support our sponsor, That's vitalitycapsules.com. And definitely get your free report, the Candida Cleaner. So that's vitalitycapsules.com/CANDIDA. And this is really important. I get all kinds of emails from people who've done all kinds of crazy things with turpentine that I did not recommend in this report. So if you want to have a safe, smooth experience with turpentine, go to vitalitycapsules.com/candida and definitely read that before you even think about taking turpentine. Okay.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And we are taking a look at questions. Okay, so someone says, Dr. Daniels, everybody wants to jump on the turpentine before they cleanse. Everyone wants the easy way out without doing the work, and I include myself when I say everybody. Yes, but don't do that, because if people just go ahead and just take turpentine without cleaning themselves out properly, then they're not going to feel good. So definitely go to vitalitycapsules.com/candida, C-A-N-D-I-D-A. Okay. All right, let's see. Okay. So, Dr. Daniels, do you think that having doctors intimidate patients is counterproductive? It may be. In other words, it may actually backfire. But what they're trying to do is they're trying to play on the patient's willingness to accept doctor censorship as well-intentioned advice. And so we'll see how it plays out. If people are intimidated into not posting on social media and other places on the internet, that if they equate doctor care with a drunken binge, and they really do believe that communicating your medical experience is in bad taste. You know, in the old days, people would sit around and you know, trade home remedies and help each other out, and this was considered to be a good thing. And basically what's going on is this is an attempt to totally cut out person-to-person or peer-to-peer communication. Because if people start communicating with each other, then that what they're going to get is an accurate impression of what they can expect. And what this lady is saying is if you have Crohn's disease, you do everything your doctor tells you, which is what I did, you can expect a colostomy. So this is a big deal. Dr. Daniels, can we all start selling placebo cures? I mean, I'm not a doctor, but I listen to one on my computer. No. In fact, the FDA is contemplating giving doctors the exclusive authority to sell placebos. So we'll see how that shakes out. I mean, it seems to me if it's a placebo, for Christ's sake, anybody should be able to sell it. Okay, that is it. We are done. And we'll see you on Tuesday. As always, think happens.
Just standing there. And I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kiss you then. And then once again.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth? I got Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest, who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyou.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyou.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.